Section A. Directions. In this section, you will hear 10 short conversations. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. Both the conversation and the question will be spoken only once. After each question, there will be a pause. During the pause, you must read the four choices marked A, B, C, and D, and decide which is the best answer. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example. You will hear, "Is it possible for you to work late, Miss Gray?"
"Work late? I suppose so, if you really think it's necessary."
"Where do you think this conversation most probably took place?" You will read A, at the office, B, in the waiting room, C, at the airport, D, in a restaurant. From the conversation, we know that the two were talking about some work they had to finish in the evening. This conversation is most likely to have taken place at the office. Therefore, A, at the office, is the best answer. You should choose A on the answer sheet and mark it with a single line through the center.
Question 1. Simon, could you return the tools I lent you for building the bookshelf last month?
Well, I hate to tell you this, but I can't seem to find them.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 2. I found an expensive diamond ring in the restroom this morning.
If I were you, I'd turn it into the security office. It's behind the administration building.
What does the man suggest the woman do? Question 3. I'm going to Martha's house. I have a paper to complete, and I need to use her computer.
Why don't you buy one yourself? Think how much time you could save.
What does the man suggest the woman do? Question 4. Daddy, I've decided to give up science and go to business school.
Well, it's your choice as long as you pay your own way. But I should warn you that not everyone with a business degree will make a successful manager.
What do we learn from the conversation? Question 5. I just read in the newspaper that The Lord of Rings is this year's greatest hit. Why don't we go and see it at the Grand Cinema?
Don't you think that cinema is a little out of the way?
What does the man mean? Question 6. Bob said that Seattle is a great place for conferences.
He's certainly in a position to make that comment. He has been there so often.
What does the man say about Bob? Question 7. Mr. Watson, I wonder whether it's possible for me to take a vacation early next month.
Did you fill out a request form?
What is the probable relationship between the two speakers?
Question 8. Do you want to go to the lecture this weekend? I hear the guy who's going to deliver the lecture spent a year living in the rainforest.
Great! I'm doing a report on the rainforest. Maybe I can get some new information to add to it.
What does the woman mean?
Question 9. Wow, I do like this campus. All the big trees, the green lawns, and the old buildings with tall columns. It's really beautiful.
It sure is. The architecture of these buildings is in the Greek style. It was popular in the 18th century here.
What are the speakers talking about?
Question 10. This article is nothing but advertising for housing developers. I don't think the houses for sale are half that good.
Come on, David. Why so negative? We're thinking of buying a home, aren't we? Just a trip to look at the place won't cost us much.
What can be inferred from the conversation?
Section B. Directions. In this section, you will hear three short passages. At the end of each passage, you will hear some questions. Both the passage and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a question, you must choose the best answer from the four choices, marked A, B, C, and D. Then mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
Passage 1. In the next few decades, people are going to travel very differently from the way they do today. Everyone is going to drive electrically powered cars. So in a few years, people won't worry about running out of gas. Some of the large automobile companies are really moving ahead with this new technology. F&C Motors, a major auto company, for example, is holding a press conference next week. At the press conference, the company will present its new electronically operated models. Transportation in the future won't be limited to the ground. Many people predict that traffic will quickly move to the sky. In the coming years, instead of radio reports about road conditions and highway traffic, news reports will talk about traffic jams in the sky. But the sky isn't the limit. In the future, you'll probably even be able to take a trip to the moon. Instead of listening to regular airplane announcements, you'll hear someone say, "The spacecraft to the moon leaves in 10 minutes. Please check your equipment. And remember, no more than 10 ounces of carry-on baggage are allowed."
Questions 11 to 13 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 11. What will be used to power cars in the next few decades? Question 12. What will future news reports focus on when talking about transportation? Question 13. What will passengers be asked to do when they travel to the moon? Passage 2. County fairs are a tradition in New England towns. They offer great entertainment. One popular event is the pie-eating contest. If you want to take part in the contest, it is a good idea to remember these guidelines. First, make sure your stomach is nearly empty of food. Eating a whole pie can be hard if you have just finished a meal. Next, it is helpful to like the pie you are going to eat. The cream types are a good choice. They slide down the throat more easily. Placing your hands in the right position adds to the chances of winning. There is a temptation to reach out and help the eating process. This will result in becoming disqualified. Don't just sit on your hands. If your hands are tied behind your back, you will not be tempted to make use of them. Now you are ready to show your talent at eating pies. The object, of course, is to get to the bottom of the pie plate before the other people. It is usually better to start at the outside and work toward the middle. This method gives you a goal to focus on. Try not to notice what the other people near you are doing. Let the cheers from the crowd spur you on, but do not look up. All you should think about is eating that pie.
Questions 14 to 17 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 14. Where is a pie-eating contest usually held? Question 15. What should a person do before entering a pie-eating contest? Question 16. Where is a person advised to put his hands during the contest? Question 17. What suggestion is offered for eating up the pie quickly? Passage 3. The period of engagement is the time between the marriage proposal and the wedding ceremony. Two people agree to marry when they decide to spend their lives together. The man usually gives the woman a diamond engagement ring. That tradition is said to have started when an Austrian man gave a diamond ring to the woman he wanted to marry. The diamond represented beauty. He placed it on the third finger of her left hand. He chose that finger because it was thought that a blood vessel in that finger went directly to the heart. Today, we know that this is not true. Yet the tradition continues. Americans generally are engaged for a period of about 1 year if they are planning a wedding ceremony and party. During this time, friends of the bride may hold a party at which women friends and family members give the bride gifts that she will need as a wife. These could include cooking equipment or new clothing. Friends of the man who is getting married may have a bachelor party for him. This usually takes place the night before the wedding. Only men are invited to the bachelor party. During the marriage ceremony, the bride and her would-be husband usually exchange gold rings that represent the idea that their union will continue forever. The wife often wears both the wedding ring and engagement ring on the same finger. The husband wears his ring on the third finger of his left hand. Many people say the purpose of the engagement period is to permit enough time to plan the wedding. But the main purpose is to let enough time pass so the two people are sure they want to marry each other. Either person may decide to break the engagement. If this happens, the woman usually returns the ring to the man. They also return any wedding gifts they have received.
Questions 18 to 20 are based on the passage you have just heard. Question 18. What was the diamond ring said to represent? Question 19. Why did the Austrian man place the diamond ring on the third finger of the left hand of his would-be wife? Question 20. What is the chief advantage of having the engagement period? This is the end of listening comprehension.
现在听力考试结束，请取下耳机，开始第二部分的答题，读音只放一遍。